Arbor Day, but we're going to be celebrating it with some events coming up, or at least one event. We have Robbie Cheever with the Rice County Master Gardeners Program joining us. Good morning, Robbie. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's as being a master gardener, I would imagine that you are probably have a little bit of frustration with the late arrival or non-arrival of spring so far. Is it when can we finally get out and start doing some things?
Well, the springtime, you do want to take it a little bit slow. You want to wait for those temperatures to get up into the 50s before you really get out there and doing too much in your yard. You have a lot of overwintering pollinators and things in your grass, and it really helps out if you can wait just a little bit longer.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait a little bit longer even this year. I think the no-mow May... might actually happen. You may not need to mow until
you may
the end
not,
of May.
You may not, for sure.
But Arbor Day is coming up. It's on Friday, and the Rice County Master Gardeners have a program that they're giving away some trees. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we would love for you to come out. We will be at the Rice County Fairgrounds. It's a drive-through event, so you can stay in your car, follow the signs. The Tri-Lake Sportsman's Club was nice enough to give us a grant, and so we love to give away trees and shrubs to help the earth. It's from 3:30 to 5:30, or until we run out of trees and shrubs, one tree or shrub per person. We have a great variety this year: Norway spruce, paper birch, sugar maple, red twig dogwood, lilac, elderberry, serviceberry, lots of great choices.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff there. And I would imagine these are available on availability. If you run out, if you have your heart set on an elderberry bush and you they don't have any left, you don't get one, right?
That's right. Come early for the best selection.
All right. Let's tell us about the Rice County Master Gardeners Program. How does one get involved with it? How do you get involved? Tell us about your journey.
Well, I've been a master gardener for about 5 years. And it's a program that you take through the University of Minnesota Extension. And they have a great website if you want to go on and find out more information. It's a course that's offered, started in January. You need to apply by October of that year. And most people do it online. They do hold it at the Arboretum. You can find out all the information on there. But it's just a great group of people. They've been around since 1977. And it's people who just really love gardening. We get together, we volunteer, we lead a lot of different community-sponsored events, really just try and get people interested in gardening and taking care of the earth.
Yeah, I know the volunteering and education is an important part, and it continues. You
it
need
does.
To go out and do some things yep. or you lose your license.
Absolutely. Every year we need to put in at least 25 hours of volunteer work and 6 hours of continuing education. And we do a lot of this through holding these events like Arbor Day. We have another great event coming up after Arbor Day. After Arbor Day, it's our annual plant sale. That will be May 20th at the fairgrounds. And we also, in March, we hold a horticulture day at St. Olaf College. We have a lot of great speakers on many different topics, and you can come and enjoy listening about gardening and talking about it with friends for the day.
All right. Sounds like you guys a good spring and early summer are lined up.
Yeah.
Tell us about that plant sale. It's on May the 20th?
May 20th at the Rice County Fairgrounds. We typically have vegetables, herbs, houseplants, perennials, annuals. This year, if we have any trees or shrubs left over, we're going to pot those up and have those at the sale. And it's just our annual fundraiser so that we can go out and do more things. We have a lot of great things that go on in our communities. We have master gardeners that work with food shelves. We have master gardeners that work with a lot of children's programs. We have park designs that we've done. A lot of our master gardeners have worked with Habitat for Humanity, helping new homeowners learn about having a lawn for the first time, having a garden, what tools they need, what they can do to beautify their spaces.
All right. I like that. May 20th, that's kind of when you can start planting, right? Is it? I've always used the rule of thumb, Mother's Day, is
yeah,
we can start putting new stuff in the ground.
Usually after, well, the last frost date, that's usually around mid-May. And you want to start with plants that can take a little bit of cold. You might want to wait for those plants that our more tender tomatoes tomatoes and peppers and things, wait just a little bit longer, closer to around the 1st of June. Mm-hmm. But you can get a lot of those seeds started, peas, radishes, lettuces, right around the mid-May.
Kind of doubling back to the trees. Mm-hmm. Now, you have the trees this coming weekend. It's the Arbor Day coming up Thursday. Now actually would be a good time to plant a tree. Would that be correct?
Yeah, you can definitely start planting the trees. It's mm-hmm. As long as you can work your ground, the trees are a little bit hardier. But absolutely. Get those in and get them growing, get them watered in, and they will be very happy.
And very important also that when you put them in the ground, do it right. Yeah, do you have some instructions for that?
Yes, with every single tree, we make sure that there are planting instructions, information about the particular tree or shrub that you're getting, so you know where to put it, how deep to plant it, what all the specifics are that it needs, the light, the water, space. You certainly don't want to plant a tree that's going to have a 70-foot spread, when at its maturity, 2 feet from your house.
We have a segment each day with this guy, Tim McNiff, and just today he was telling us about somebody before he bought the house, somebody had planted a tree like 5 feet away from the house. Not a good place for most trees.
No, definitely not. A shrub might be okay there. You definitely have to look at the right location and the right plant.
Yeah.
And think about what it's going to be at maturity. I'm sure that you've seen driving around communities and you'll see those sad trees that are cut in half because people have planted them too close to a power line.
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to think about where you're planting it. And there are so many great, great areas that you can go to find out. The University of Minnesota has a wonderful extension website that you can go on to, extension.umn.edu. And it will give you information about everything that you can plant in the ground, whether it be a lowly little shrub or an 80-foot tree.
Mm-hmm.
The information is amazing that they have there. I suggest everyone go to it.
Yeah, it'd probably be a good suggestion for everyone to do a little homework before you go out and get the tree this coming Friday because, as you mentioned, is there enough space for it? Does it get enough light? There's a lot of factors that are involved with that. Is that the best website to go to find the selection that you will be having bringing on Friday?
The selection that we will be having on Friday, we have several flyers up, but we also have a Rice County website that you can go to for the Rice County Master Gardener Hub. If you just type in Rice County Master Gardeners, the information should all be on there for the different types of trees and shrubs available. And we also hope that where we're picking our trees and shrubs up from, which is a local place, that they might have some extras. So we might have some surprise trees and shrubs available either. We'll see what happens.
Looking forward to it. And that's coming up this Friday from 3:30 to 5:30?
3:30 to 5:30 or until we run out of trees and shrubs.
And that's at the Rice County Fairgrounds.
Rice County Fairgrounds. And in the past, we have run out. So like I said, if you really have something that you want, please come early.
Mm-hmm. Robbie, is there anything else we should know about the Master Gardeners or the Arbor Day event coming up?
I think that we've pretty much covered it, but we would love to have more people join our group. So if mm-hmm. there's anyone out there interested, please go on the U of M website, check it out, and we'd love to talk gardening with you anytime.
All right. Robbie, thank you so much for joining us. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, too.
Robbie Cheever from the Rice County Master Gardeners.